Let us hope that Mr. Potter will always be around to save the day.
Coming up on it, so one more plug for the Toys for Tots opening day.
Nice plug, Kamish. Put a little bit more energy into it next year, though.
That is November 7th, Sunday. And it opens, the bar opens at 10:30. And you're going to have a pig.
Fumbling.
You're going to have macaroni.
Stumbling. Wakey bakey, Kamishy.
The Bears stink.
I threw off this game right away.
The Bears stink, Lou, and I have to face that. How do you face losing seasons, Lou?
Well, Kamish, I knew the Bears had it in you when you didn't show up, because you're a fair weather Bear fan.
Oh, yes. Here we go.
Fair weather Bear fan. That's
all
right.
my fault, Lou.
The true Chicago fans were here yesterday. It was an outstanding day. Outstanding day.
Lou.
Outstanding day.
Lou, we faced the Pittsburgh Steelers on Monday Night Football.
You know, whoa. I want to back up here.
All right.
Potter. Two wins, Potter?
Two wins.
Come on, two wins?
Hey, sure.
I don't think you could try to pick only two wins. So, a new game.
Uh-oh.
Aside from our picks, try to pick two wins. All right? Two! Unbelievable!
Way to go, Greg.
Way to go, the
out
Tons
of town,
of
Greg. Monday Night Football, Pittsburgh Steelers. Another team is questioning their status in the league, but they keep winning. The Steelers.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you remember about the Steelers, Lou, back in the day?
Oh, life with Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah, Mean Joe
Green. The bus. Hey, thanks, Mean Joe.
Lou was the kid that gave him the coach. We didn't. Your score prediction, sir.
For what?
For Bears versus Pittsburgh.
Bears versus Pittsburgh. Bears 25, Pittsburgh 11.
All right. Wow. I've got Bears 34 for good old Walter Payton, and the Steelers 12 for good old Terry Bradshaw. All right.
Can I just ask? Two wins. Wow. Okay.
All right. So Kyle Long tweets.
Did he tweet about Potter's two wins?
No, he tweeted, cool to see Tabes is the head guy. Ooh. He, of course, referring to Chris Tabor, the special teams coach who took over for Coach Nagy. What was your assessment of how Chris Tabor handled the team, Lou?
We were so busy here yesterday, I didn't have time to watch the game.
What was yesterday like?
Oh, outstanding! Two wins, Potter! You know what? Get Josh Fields off the field. Just get him, put him on the bench. He's put in Foles. Nick Foles, you want to win, bring back Nick.
Oh, so Jay Cutler on dating, Lou.
Jay Cutler on dating.
It's hard as hell, really, Cutler explained during
an episode
of Uncut with Jay Cutler. Did you know he had a podcast, Lou? Maybe we should.
Who doesn't know he has a podcast?
Meeting people is hard. I think finding out what people really want for you, I think that's probably an issue. That's what he said, Lou. What advice would you give the lovelorn Jay?
That's Jesus Christ. Get a fucking life.
That pretty much sums it up. Lose Sunday NFL picks news. We have
two wins.
We have no tiebreaker.
The mighty two-win Potter. Oh, you know what? A shout out to Dale Spook Grossman for your swami.
That's right. That's right. Unless there's a mistake.
Oh, no. There's no mistake.
All right. Lou names a rookie a week. Lou, in celebration for Toys for Tots, who is your Lou Sunday pick shout out for 2021 rookies? I have it right on the sheet there, Lou.
Have what? I don't look at the sheet. I'm unscripted.
So you don't know.
Is there somebody? John Werkheiser.
No, he's been in for like 5 years.
He's out this year.
No.
So he's who's not in?
Rich Lowers is not in.
I thought Werkheiser wasn't either.
No, he is. He just never does anything. He stays middle of the pack.
Then who's not in?
I said Rich Lowers did not rejoin.
That's the only one?
And Danny Gallagher did.
That's it, Danny Gallagher. Sorry, John.
So no other rookie name?
I don't know. Is there a Rick O in there?
No.
No? Okay.
All right, we're moving on. Lou, your power rankings of the week. Rate the table of meat offerings over the years. You ready? Encased meats, Lou's Italian beef, Brenda Burgers, Grillmaster Neil O'Neill's chicken wings, and the Packer Guy chili. What is number 5?
I'll get rid of the chili.
The chili. The Packer Guy chili is number 5 there.
Oh, wow. Put the Italian beef.
Oh, Italian beef.
Yeah, that's store-bought.
Right.
And what do we got next?
We got
the Brenda Burger and the Neil's Wings.
Neil Wings and the Encased Meats.
Encased Meats. That can go there. That's
all
too
right,
general.
Now you have to
the one answer.
That's too general.
Wow, Lou, wow! I would have never guessed that that would have been your pick, but thanks for your power
That's
rating.
That's it, I gotta go with it.
As always. And before we go to your question of the week, I've gotta talk to Bear Hater Extraordinaire.
Fucking
Mike Hansen. Mike!
Yes, sir!
What tips would you give to the bear-hating crowd out there?
I am a Bears fan. But if you want to get the point on Sundays, you pick the Steelers or whoever the Bears are playing.
All right, there's
unless
your...
Unless it's Detroit.
Well, Thanksgiving Day, we'll have that. And you'll have to pick that day, so it's beautiful. You're all good.
Off the hook.
Your question of the week, Lou. In the village of Toyland, speaking of the Toys for Tots benefit, November 7th, 10:30 a.m., darkroom men appearing. What are the streets paved with and why? In the village of Toyland, what are the streets paved with and why?
Candy canes.
Candy canes! It doesn't get any better than that. Sentimental Lou, give us your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding week, Billy!
This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Greg Potter's two-win service. When you need two wins and nothing more, see Allentown Greg, not at the Sovereign. 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell Lou of Potter's you. Come to the Toys R Tots kickoff.
Hello, football fans. This is Lou Dickman.
I approve.